Arca Adao. Beginning with worship of the deity. Archayet. One should worship. Tavat. So long. Ishvaram. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mam. Me. Sva. His own. Karma. Prescribed duties. Krit. Performing. Yavat. As long as. Not. Veda. He realizes. Svahridi. In his own heart. Sarvabhuteshu. In all living entities. Avastitam. Situated. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Performing His prescribed duties, one should worship the deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead until one realizes my presence in his own heart and in the hearts of other living entities as well. Purport. Worship of the deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is prescribed herewith, even for persons who are simply discharging their prescribed duties. There are prescribed duties for the different social classes of men. The Brahmanas, the Vaishyas, the Kshatriyas, and the Shudras, and for the different ashramas, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyasa. One should worship the deity of the Lord until one appreciates the presence of the Lord in every living entity. In other words, one should not be satisfied simply by discharging his duties properly. He must realize his relationship and the relationship of all other living entities with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If he does not understand this, then even though he discharges his prescribed duties properly, it is to be understood that he is simply laboring without profit. The word svakarmakrit in this verse is very significant. Svakarmakrit is one who engages in discharging his prescribed duties. It is not that one who has become a devotee of the Lord or who engages in devotional service should give up his prescribed duties. No one should be lazy under the plea of devotional service. One has to execute devotional service according to his prescribed duties. Svakarmakrit means that one should discharge the duties prescribed for him without neglect. Archada varchayetavat ishvarang mang svakarmakrit yavan naveda svahridi sarva bhuteshvavastitam. Performing his prescribed duties, one should worship the deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead until one realizes my presence in his own heart and in the hearts of other living entities as well. Well, maybe it's not a big surprise that Krishna Kshetra Das sits up here and starts talking about deity worship, right? Well, I just couldn't help it. Sorry. No, I thought we have so many forms of their lordship with us. Archa Vigraha times 60 sets. Okay, so that means more than 120 because they're Jagannath deities and they're all individually personalities of Godhead. I was thinking this altar reminds me of
Loi Bazaar
in Vrindavan.
У Вриндаване.
Except that there you don't see so many of the deities dressed up.
Toliko odjevenih božanstava.
But it's almost like, you know, we have a book stand out here, and another book stand, and we also have selling deities over here, and here we also have a deity stand. But of course, that's not our understanding at all. Rather, we are worshiping Krishna in these forms. So I thought it's a good idea we talk a little about this once again. And this is one verse in the
Bhagavatam
where there's a direct statement urging, inviting us, in fact, with fairly strong word, archayet, which is optative case, Prabhupada says, this is often used in the sense of must be done. So it's one of quite very few verses in the Bhagavatam that directly deal with this. We have one whole chapter dedicated to deity worship in the 11th canto. Other than that, there are a few references here and there, not so much. And yet, when an order like this comes, and then our acharyas expand on such an order, our six Goswamis giving us the nectar of devotion. Jiva Goswami gave his Bhakti Sandarbha. In addition to all of his very philosophical works, he wrote amongst the Sandarbhas Bhakti Sandarbha, which is also philosophical, but then he's also telling, okay, now here's what we do. Now that we've agreed that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, now that we've agreed that we are his eternal servant, what are we going to do about it? So then they expand on this, and then our tradition teaches us how to. But let's look at this verse a little bit. It's interesting, I find, because of this relative-correlative expression, yavat-tavat, up until a certain point, until that point, suggesting, one might conclude, that at some point one can stop whatever it is that's being ordered.
So
what's being ordered here is to worship the Lord, and for how long?
Well,
up until that time when we realize the Lord's presence in everyone's heart, including our own. Now sometimes we might feel, yes, I have some kind of sense of the Lord being present in everyone's heart. Yeah, sometimes. And sometimes not. Sometimes someone speaks to us in a certain way that we don't like, and suddenly the Lord is not present in that person's heart for us. Sometimes our own guru may say something to us we don't like to hear.
Nam se ne sviđa, ne želimo čuti.
And then we forget that the Lord is present most especially in his heart.
Prisutan i to posebno u njegovom srcu.
So this statement to worship until we actually see at all times the Lord in everyone's heart is suggesting that we worship until we come to a very advanced stage level of Krishna consciousness. And indeed, in the 11th canto, the Nava Yogendras are instructing Maharaj Nimi about different adhikars, different levels of realization of Krishna consciousness. And they say, what is the main characteristic of one on the topmost level of the uttama adhikari? Sarvabhuteshu ya pashet bhagavat bhavam atmanaha bhutani bhagavatyat atmani esha bhagavatottamaha. That such a person who sees every living entity in the Lord and the Lord in every living entity, that's someone on the highest platform
to je
of Krishna consciousness,
na najvišem stupnju svjesnosti Krišne.
So then we usually think of deity worship in terms of Kanishtha Adhikara. It is the beginning. It is the neophyte stage.
To je
that what you do
stupanj. To ono što
in
radimo,
preparation, and indeed that's what it's saying here.
And
we get a definition of the such a
Kanishtha
Adhikari. But the word Kanishtha is not used. Rather, the word Prakrita
Bhakta
is used. And I'll explain in a second something interesting about that.
Archayan
eva haraye pujang yashradhaye hate nata chanyeshu bhakteshu sabhakta prakrita smritaha. It is remembered, smritaha, that the devotee who is quite focused, he's or she is having great faith,
shraddha,
shraddhaya, in puja of hari, archayan eva. But archayan eva, only he or she is focused on that, and not on the devotees.
Na
cha Natacha anyeshu bhakteshu. That person is not seeing in the others,
nije u drugima,
the devotees,
baktama,
the Lord that he is worshipping. So there's some problem there.
Zbog toga tu
there's
postoji problem.
A limitation
postoji
in his or her understanding.
U razumijevanju takve osobe.
In our seminar these days, we've been reading
dana,
the
čitali smo
Jagannath Priyanataka.
Jagannath Priyanataku.
Of the late His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami. And we have been experiencing how these very wonderful devotees show their intense determination to meet the Lord and worship Him in His deity form. And one of the devotees we meet is Vishvavasu, the Shabara chieftain. He is a what would nowadays be called
on
a tribal,
ono što bismo danas untouchable. Nazvali plemenskim vođom, nedodirljivim.
And he is very much absorbed in worship of his deity. As we know, he then arranges, makes some arrangements so that later he will be able to find the way. The point I want to make here is we have this character Vishvavasu. On some level he is a, we could say, Kanishtha Adhikari,
Prakrita Bhakta.
But then, as the drama continues, we experience, we find out just how intensely attached he is to the Lord. And then one might wonder, well, what does it mean,
Kanishtha Adhikari?
Sridhar Swami explains the word Prakrita Bhakta.
Prakrita
means, and Prabhupada explains generally, Prakrita Bhakta, materialistic devotee. But Prakrita also means entering into, having gone into, having commenced, having begun,
koji je započeo, koji je ušao u nešto,
started the journey,
koji je započeo putovanje.
And therefore, although, yes, a Prakrita Bhakta may be on the beginning of the journey,
na početku putovanja,
he's on the journey.
On je na putovanju.
He or she is on the way
ili ona
back home, back to God.
Jesu na putu natrag kući Bogu.
And it's explained, this position is incomparably higher to that of the karmis, the jnanis, the yogis, those who are not engaged in devotional service. So he is a bhakta.
On je bhakta.
He's a beginner, okay? But he is a beginner. He's not something else.
On je nešto drugo.
So what is he beginning? He is beginning a culture.
Jest kultura.
And this is what I want to suggest that we think about in our Krishna consciousness movement.
When we
think about deity worship, we usually make a little mudra like this. Deity worship means going like this, waving something, or waving two things, ringing a bell. This is kind of a coordination trick you have to learn. And Sigmund Freud had a lot to say about things that people do, little gestures they make repeatedly.
And he said,
in fact, religion really amounts to various kinds of neuroses.
That was his view.
Sometimes we tend a little toward that idea of what deity worship is, because we're thinking it's just, you know, ring, 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 wave, wave, wave. Right, well, okay, that's a nice trick.
But
Krishna consciousness is more than that. We need something more. Yes, we do. I want to suggest that what our acharyas are advocating in our worship of the deity is the culture of abundance. And if you've heard this from me before, my apologies, but sometimes it's good to say something, to hear it more than once. I think this culture of abundance is something that the Krishna consciousness movement has to offer, which no one else in the world really has. Now, when we hear this, we think, right, culture of abundance, I just gave my last kuna for this camp, I'm broke now. Next month, well, we'll see how we survive. Where is this abundance you're talking about? And Krishna answers this in the Bhagavad Gita very nicely.
He says,
patram putram, not putram, patram pushpam. Well, yes, you can offer your son or daughter as well.
Patram pushpam,
your flower, or also your child.
Patram
pushpam palam toyam, yo me bhakta prayachati, tadaham bhakti paritam. Ashnami, I will, ashnami means I will eat, I will consume, that which is offered in devotion. It may be one leaf, it may be a fruit, it may be a flower. It's explained by one of the acharyas of the Sri Sampradaya. This flower means the flower of the heart. The fruit, like a coconut, means the head,
znači glavu,
bow down before the deity.
Klanja, pred božanstvom.
So this Krishna is promising in the Bhagavad Gita that even if you offer one fruit or flower, I will accept it.
Ili cvijet, da će to prihvatiti.
So it's not that we need physically, materially, to have very much,
da fizički,
to have a culture of abundance.
Kako bismo imali takvu kulturu obilja.
What do I mean by culture of abundance? The sense of having more than enough.
To je smisao da imamo više nego što je dovoljno.
Scholars of religion sometimes say that religion starts in human society where there's overabundance of material goods. In Krishna consciousness, religion starts where we realize that we are not depending on material goods, we are depending on Krishna, who is supplying us whatever we need for His service. Time is flying. I have my watch here, so I won't need a reminder. But I wanted to suggest that we think about how to revive or recover the culture of abundance, which I feel was very much more obviously present in many areas of our society in earlier times. I thought maybe to share with you some of that remembrance of this culture of abundance, very briefly. The first remembrance I have of seeing deities, and some of you have heard this before, I went with devotees from Stuttgart to Hamburg Temple in 1972. We were on our way to Paris to meet Shri Prabhupada. I would be seeing Prabhupada for the first time. We stopped at the Hamburg Temple
i zastali smo u Hamburškom.
First time we came in the temple room, I was amazed and astonished to see the deities Radha and Krishna, Jagannath, Subhadra, Baladev. And there was the Pujari. Who was the Pujari? Smita Krishna Swami. And he was ringing a bell, ding, 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 and he was waving the incense.
I mahao je mirisnim štapićem.
But the way he was waving that incense,
on je tako
I will never forget.
Mahao tim incensom, tako druže njime, da to nikad neće zaboraviti. To bilo tako intenzivno.
He was waving big, high arcs like this,
on je radio velike,
very slowly,
ogromne, polagane
he
lukove.
He was very concentrated.
Vrlo usredotočen.
Wow, when I saw that, I thought,
vidio,
this is spiritual life.
Ovo je duhovni život.
We might recall Mayapur, some of you have been, others, we hope you can go sometime in this life to see something of this culture of abundance, which is still going on very much. And here the abundance I want to point to is the abundance of concentration and dedication, which is also there with our very special pujaris in Mayapur, especially Janani Vas and Pankajangri Prabhu, the super transcendental twins who have given their lives to Shishi Radha Madhava. So there we have in the winter time when it's not too hot for elephants, we have elephant procession. Imagine we had elephant procession
in
Zagreb, and we have our temple going. That would be something
to
people
bilo
to
nešto.
See, wouldn't it?
Nešto za vidjeti, zar ne?
Well, maybe we won't get elephant procession, but we can have
slonova,
maybe Jagannath Ratha Yatra. There's a plan to have Jagannath Ratha Yatra, I believe, next
imamo,
year,
vjerujem,
in Rijeka, at least.
U Rijeci, zar ne?
Yes.
Da.
Other places?
U još nekim mjestima?
Possibly.
Možda.
So that we can look forward to. So in this elephant procession, this is a display of opulence and abundance, a kind of public demonstration. This is the principle, which we may feel that's not something we can do. But oh, wait a minute, there is that we can do. We can have elephant procession every day. You're sitting at home with your deities, Gorni Thai. Did you know that you can have them go on elephant procession every day? You can do it in your mind.
This
is Manasa Puja.
To je Manasa Puja.
You don't have to limit to one elephant. You can have 100 elephants. And you can have big brass band and Shanai, and there's no limit. All of that can go on. It is supposed to go on. That is called archa. Archa, that is what is to be done.
Archa je ono što se treba napraviti.
My last reflection from ISKCON that I'll share with you is seeing Srila Prabhupada, 1977,
London.
Srila Prabhupada was initially on his way to New York. He was extremely sick. This was September. Bhakti Tirtha Swami and I came there from Germany. Srila Prabhupada he stayed at Bhaktivedanta Manor. One day he visited the Bury Place Temple, which is now at Soho Street. And some of us found out that he's going, so we jumped into cars and followed just to be there when Prabhupada would have darshan of Shishi Radha Vandanishvara. Shishi Radha Vandanishvara ki?
Jai!
So Prabhupada came into the temple. Throughout his stay in England, he had always kept dark glasses on because he had extreme sensitivity to the light. But when he came into the temple of Radhalanganeshwara, he took off his sunglasses. And the tears were simply flowing down his face. And he simply sat in front of the deities for several minutes, and obviously he was praying to them. And I was thinking later, what was he praying? And my understanding is he was praying, my dear lordships, now I am leaving you here with these mlechas. Because he expressed this on another occasion. Now I am leaving you here with these very sincere devotees who are not experienced in your worship. You please, you take care of them. And I'm praying that they will take care of you. Prabhupada brought this culture of abundance, which we all experience with such joyfulness. There was always so much of everything. There was so much of everything because there was so much of Srila Prabhupada's love for us, which was His love for Krishna, which was being extended to us. So what I want to say here is, we understand, we learn to serve Krishna through serving the devotees. And we also learn to serve the devotees by serving Krishna. So it works both ways. We have Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as I mentioned yesterday, said that we should continue worshiping the Lord. We should find out how to do this. And not just as something mechanical, but as a culture. What we want is a community of devotees, and we keep wondering how to do it. At every moment that we think something is coming together, something on one side seems to fall apart, and then we gather ourselves together, oh, what do we do now? Oh, what do we do now? I would suggest a principal element which has kept our movement together despite the challenges has been Krishna in His deity form. There are certain things in our society which were never controversial. One is that we should always chant Hare Krishna, and the other was that we should always worship the deity of Krishna. Aside from that, practically everything has been thrown up to question.
So,
if we can keep to these things and more deeply understand them, then certainly we can be satisfied in the society of devotees. Now, in serving the Lord, there's a whole list of things that we can do. One thing I want to suggest that we consider, that we learn to do for the Lord, and that is to take a risk. We've been hearing from Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj about giving up fear. And I want to express my thanks to him for his teaching me so much about this and still learning. But specifically, and some of you I'm sure have heard this story, but specifically I want to say how he's speaking from realization, not simply from theory. From my experience in 1977 with Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj in the former Deutsche Demokratische Republik, East Germany, when I had the great opportunity to follow him around in his distribution of sets of Srila Prabhupada's books. At that time, of course, this was behind the Iron Curtain. And it was a bit dangerous, I have to say, in East Germany specifically. As we came to the border with one banana box full of Prabhupada's books, I said to Maharaj, Maharaj, I think we might have a problem getting these books through the border. And they check as we go through, they're going to see the books, and they're not going to let us, they might turn us around. Mara said,
well,
let's see.
Vidjet ćemo.
Let's give it a try.
Pokušajmo.
We came to the border.
Došli smo do granice.
We did all the paperwork.
Napravili
the man came to check the car.
Došli čovjek da provjeri auto.
He just kind of didn't look very carefully.
Nekako nije baš pažljivo gledao.
Maris just smiled at me.
Maris mi se samo smijehnuo.
Okay. Krishna's mercy.
Krishna milost.
So we got through so we could travel around using this small collection of books as samples.
Te male primjerke knjiga.
We came to and I'll keep it short. I know it's 9 o'clock.
Znam da već 9 sati, bit ću kratak.
We came to Leipzig, University of Leipzig. It's a very formidable looking place.
Sveučilište u Leipzigu.
Maharaj, as usual, said, I said, Maharaj, I don't think we can just go in there like this. We have to, you know, register and this and that.
And
he said, okay, well, anyway, let's try. So, sure enough, somehow or other, we kind of slipped in and we started knocking on doors, meeting professors. We met one professor and he invited us in. He was very friendly, sat down. Maharaj explained about the books. He said, oh, very interesting, very interesting. Yes. But actually, see, my field of interest is something else, but you should visit such and such professor. And then he gave us a building and a room number, and we went there.
Koja je to zgrada i broj sobe, tamo, onda smo tišli tamo.
We came to this room. Maharaj comes in, completely innocently starts explaining about the books. They said, oh, really, very interesting. Please sit down. Tell us more about this. Within 2 minutes, we realized these were the university police.
Da je to bila policija.
We were in hot water.
Mi smo se našli u neobranom grožđu.
But Maharaj is such a sweet talker.
Tako slatko rječiv.
When we realized that we were, you know, about to boil in our own oil.
Da ćemo se skuhati u vlastitoj popari.
Oh, I am so sorry. I didn't realize that we're not allowed to just walk in. We go to so many different places and each one have their own rules and regulations. We're very sorry, you see. We just have the, and we're just
zbunjeni.
And like that, and they sort of said, all right, get out of here.
Ma u redu, odite.
So, from Maharaj, he's always been my inspiration for learning fearlessness. Taking a risk for Krishna, doing something which we normally wouldn't do. Deity worship, we tend to think of as meaning getting into a routine, a safe routine. No, that's not real deity worship. Real deity worship means taking a risk for Krishna, doing everything for the Lord. Now, finally, I'll share with you a verse from King Kulashekar, because he's so reassuring. He says, our tendency is to be very fearful in all circumstances, but he says, and I'll see if I can remember the Sanskrit. Mavir mandamato vichintya bahuda ya mischirang yatana naivami prabhavanti paparipava swami nanu shridhara alas yang yapaniya bhakti sulabam jayasva narayanam lokasya yasanapanodanakaro dasasya king nakshamaha. He says, my dear mind,
dragi moj ume,
don't fret.
Ne hitaj.
Don't fret about, don't be in anxiety about the punishments of Yamaraj.
Zbog Yamarajinih kazni.
Don't worry about so-called sinful, your enemy's sinful reactions.
Neprijateljima, grešnim posljedicama.
Swami Nanu Sridharaha. Don't you know that our Lord, Swami, is Sridhar. He is the Lord of Sri.
On je gospodar Sri.
He is the Lord of
on je
the personification of opulence, of abundance.
Alasyam,
Yapaniya, give up your laziness. Bhakti Sulabham. Bhakti is easily attained.
Bhakti
and you have attained
dostiš,
it. You are engaged in it.
Keep
carrying on.
Nastavi.
Jayasva Narayanam. Because King Kula Shekhar was worshipping Lord Narayan. He says, meditate on Narayan.
On kaže,
Lokasya Vyasanapa Nodana Karo. The Lord is he who removes all of these difficulties from the Lord. Dasasya King Nakshamaha. What to speak of his dasas, his servants?
He is
he who forgives. He gives space, he gives way for his devotee.
On pravi mjesta za svoje bhakte.
So we can take reassurance from our acharyas in this
ohrabreni.
Way. So I'll stop here. I have to apologize for being late. Once again, I'm suggesting we remember Kapiladev's proposal that we engage in the worship of the Lord, become qualified, we understand to properly worship the Lord in his deity form, we should be qualified as brahmanas. If we're not brahman-initiated, become qualified to become brahman-initiated. If we're not first-initiated, become qualified to become first-initiated, then brahman-initiated. Whatever it takes, let us take that risk and please the Lord.
Preuzimo ga za gospodina.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gaur Premanande. We have a magic basket coming up.
Imamo jednu čarovnu košaru.
Please remain just for one more minute for a short announcement. Please sit down comfortably, otherwise it is so restless. Maybe, Rudy, what we can do, because I want to be very sure that everyone understands correctly, you can put Stavavali on. Also, dass man sie durch die Hauptlautsprecher hört. Many of you have expressed that there during these seminars and so on, there's always there is not enough time really to ask questions. Like even in this wonderful lecture, we have no time to ask questions. For this evening, we have a program where we can do that.
Mnogi od vas su izrazili na različitim seminarima kao i na ovoj jako lijepoj lekciji zabrinuto zato što nemate vremena za postavljanje pitanja i zbog toga bismo željeli večeras napraviti jedan program na kojemu se možemo o time pozabaviti.
It's called the magical basket.
On se zove čarobna kutija.
This is a very interesting and nice method to deal with relevant questions.
Ovo je vrlo zanimljiva mogućnost da se pozabavimo bitnim pitanjima.
You just write your question on a piece of paper and drop it in.
Napišete svoje pitanje na komadić papira i ubacite ga unutra.
And then our lecturers Krishna Chaitra Prabhu, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, Smita Krishna Maharaj, and so on and so forth, will answer your questions on a forum. They will all be up here.
A onda će naši dosadašnji predavači na jednome forumu odgovarati na sva vaša pitanja.
Now, the advantage of such a magical basket is that you can ask questions which ordinarily you might feel uncomfortable to ask. They can be candid questions.
Prednost ovakve kutije je da uvijek možete postaviti pitanja za koje bi vam možda bilo neugodno dizati ruku i pitati javno, tako da ona mogu biti vrlo iskrena.
In other words, you don't have to sign your name. They can be anonymous.
Drugim riječima, ne morate se potpisati, te ta pitanja mogu biti anonimna.
For instance, you might like to ask the question, my dear elderly devotee, what do you do when sometimes doubt haunts you?
Na primjer, možete postaviti pitanje kao što je, dragi moj uzvišeni baktor, šta ti napraviš kada te progoni neka sumnja?
You might not like to ask this question in the public assembly because the disciple of the devotee might all burn you with their hot fiery eyes to be...
Takvo pitanje vjerojatno ne biste mogli postaviti na nekom većem skupu bakta, jer bi vas onda spržili užareni pogledi yeah. učenika te osobe.
You know, but it's really not the purpose to ask just the most outrageous question. It's not that, but to really ask questions which come from your heart.
No, svrha ovoga da kako nije da pitamo takva najčudnija pitanja, već jednostavno da postavimo ona pitanja koja nam se zbilja pojavljuju u srcu.
You can do two things with this question. Either direct them to a specific speaker.
Možete napraviti dvije stvari. Možete pitanje uputiti određenom govorniku.
This is a question for Chandramouli Maharaj.
Na primjer, ovo je pitanje za Chandramouli Maharaja.
Or you can trust the Lord that he will give your question to the right speaker who will answer it correctly.
Ili možete vjerovati da će Gospodin vaše pitanje dati onoj osobi koja će vam na njega moći najbolje odgovoriti.
This program will happen this evening. It's actually our only chance as we see it right now, the schedule. After a brief aratik, it will start at 7:30 German time.
Ovaj će program biti večeras i to je zapravo jedina prilika koju ćemo za njega imati. Počet će u 7:30 po njemačkom vremenu, nakon jednog kratkog aratija.
And we are totally dependent on all of you to take 10 minutes or so out of your day and drop your question in the magical box.
I ovisimo o svima vama da jednostavno uzmete 10 dana od u vašem 10 minuta u vašem cijelom danu kako biste zapisali svoja pitanja i ubacili ih ovdje u kutiju.
We will put this magical box now on this table next to Prabhupada.
Ovu ćemo čarobnu kutiju sada staviti na onaj stolić došla Prabhupada.
And no one is allowed to look at the questions until they become manifest in the evening.
I nikome nije dopušteno čitati pitanja dok se ona ne očituju na večer.
Today we heard we should not be lazy. That was in the lecture. Please don't be lazy with your questions. It should be thousands of questions.
Na jutarnjoj smo lekciji čuli da ne bismo trebali biti.
Would be nice like if we have at least like maybe 50 or so.
Dakle, na jutarnjoj smo lekciji čuli da ne bismo trebali biti lijeni i bilo bi jako dobro da imamo puno pitanja, barem 50-ak i možda više.
Purnachanda Prabhu asked, what is if a person wants to answer request a direct question, can he also do this?
Purnachanda Prabhu je pitao da li osoba također će moći direktno postavljati pitanja.
Well, if you have a direct question, you can put it into the magical basket.
Ako imate neko direktno pitanje, možete ga jednostavno staviti u čarobnu kutiju.
You will formulate it very nicely. It will go very brzo.
Možete ga lijepo formulirati pa će sve ići jako brzo.
I remember in Hyderabad, Prabhupada had this way that the questions would be given to him in written form. And they were very, very good questions.
Sjećam se da je Prabhupada to napravio u Hyderabadu, odnosno da su mu pisma dolazila u pisanom, pitanje dolazilo u pisanom obliku i to bilo jako, jako dobro zapravo.
Yes, Chanda Moli Maharaj. Maharaj asks if Maharaj you can sign your question also. Can the answerer the devotee who answers the question from the forum asked, who asked this question, please?
Pitanje je da li osoba koja odgovara na pitanje može pitati tko je to pitanje postavio.
No, he cannot answer ask this question.
Ne, to ne može pitati.
It is not possible. Because the forum is that it is questions which you just ask. But please understand, you don't need to shoot darts at the it's not that is another forum. That is, you know, when you want to make an assassination or so.
Molim vas, shvatite, ovo nije forum na kojem trebate osobe koje će odgovarati na vaše pitanja gađati strelicama, zato i možete otići u streljanu.
So please all cooperate. Here the magical box is already waiting.
Ljubazno bih vas zamolio da svi surađujete. Magična kutija već čeka.
You will see it will be a very enjoyable and very wonderful part of our camp. It is we have done it many times at different places, but it's the first time where we do it in Croatia.
Vidite da će ovo biti vrlo zanimljiv i vrlo ugodan dio našeg programa. To smo već radili na drugim mjestima, ali po prvi put ćemo napraviti sad ovdje.
And all our swamis and lecturers, please be here at 7:30. So yes, 7 after the arati, 7:30, and yes, I wish you a very nice, wonderful seminar day and Krishna conscious day. Thing. Yes, it is a question. It is possible to ask all kinds of questions, also regarding the seminar, and the seminar. The questions regarding the seminars will most properly go to the devotee who gives the seminar. But maybe sometimes it happens that the devotees give some new insights. Like this is an old Vaishnav question, that culture, that many Vaishnavas sit together and discuss a question. It can give very, very interesting insights. You will all leave the tent most properly, highly enlightened. Sorry, I spoke too much. I forgot you, Stavavali.
Pitanje je bilo da li se mogu postaviti pitanja vezano uz seminare. Da mogu, vjerojatno će takva pitanja ići osobama koje te seminare daju. Maharaj je također govorio o tome kako je zapravo to u vajšnavskoj tradiciji, u kulturi, da se okupe brojni vajšnave te da međusobno raspravljaju o različitim pitanjima koje ih zanimaju.
And please, the question, the best questions are those who are really serious about really some subject matter, also which is of interest for others.
I molim vas da jednostavno postavite zbilja vrlo važna, značajna pitanja koja će biti od pomoći drugima.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Sri Radha Kunja Vihari ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.